1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperature at 33 degrees.
That is the high expected for today, and enjoy the sun because the clouds will be on the increase.
Town of Sheboygan has given the go-ahead for construction of a Sam's Club store on the former Menards property along I-43. There were some concerns voiced during a public hearing yesterday held by the town.
Yeah, I said in that one article in the paper that he's welcoming Sam's Club to the area. Well, I don't welcome it to the area. Because it is going to, traffic now is terrible.
But the owner of the nearby Culver's restaurant said during the hearing, he's looking forward to more traffic.
It's going to bring traffic from outside of Sheboygan County. And that is going to be good for Sheboygan County. I think it's going to help draw some other businesses out there, I hope. But I'm looking forward to the extra traffic and bringing people in from outside the county.
Town Chairman Dan Hines said he will be contacting the county to determine what can be done to address any traffic concerns. He said the project will be good not only for the town, but the entire county.
What's exciting is that I think this is one of the few businesses that where you're going to have people from Manitowoc County, you're going to have people from Fond du Lac County, you're going to have people from Washington County, Ozaukee County, coming to Sheboygan County to actually do some shopping. So I think this is great for the township.
Plans call for the former Menards building to be demolished. Construction of the new store would begin later this year. With completion next year, officials of Sam's Club said it will employ up to 175 people with an average wage for full-time workers of $12.78 an hour.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke is touting her 40-page, 5-point jobs plan if she is elected this fall. Unlike Governor Walker's pledge to create 250,000 jobs, the Democratic challenger does not have specific goals and also doesn't have an estimate for how much her plan will cost.
I brought Governor Walker's plan from 2010. This is 4 pages. And I've seen 8th-grade term papers that, frankly, have more work put into them.
Among the prongs of her 5-point plan is an increase in the state's venture capital fund over 4 years, along with $250 million in private money to entice entrepreneurs and small businesses.
Well, according to the latest government estimates released yesterday, Wisconsin's personal net earnings have rebounded, but at an average annual rate lagging behind that of the nation and most of the Great Lakes. Personal net income in the Badger State rose an average annual rate 3.2%, starting from a base in 2009, the year the national wages bottomed out after the financial crisis on Wall Street. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Wisconsin's income growth ranked the state at number 35 out of the 50 states.
Two people were hospitalized as a result of a two-vehicle collision near Random Lake yesterday afternoon. The crash occurred on County K and Highway 57 on the Sheboygan-Ozaukee County line about 4 o'clock. The Ozaukee County Sheriff's Department said one person was flown from the scene to Frederick in Milwaukee and one other person was hospitalized. No other details are yet available.
You talked to them. They didn't have details yet. When you contacted them, we'll continue to work on that one. A second Milwaukee man accused in the theft of that $5 million Stradivarius violin in January, scheduled to be arraigned today. The attorney for Universal K. Alla said yesterday he plans to enter pleas of not guilty on his client's behalf. Alla and Salah Salahuddin are accused of felony robbery. Salahuddin pled not guilty last month. Prosecutors said the 36-year-old Alla provided the stun gun used to attack and rob violin virtuoso Frank Almond. Criminal complaint says Salahuddin had been plotting to steal a Stradivarius. The 300-year-old violin was missing for 9 days before police recovered it in good condition.
The verdict is in the terrorism trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law in New York.
The jury deliberated for a total of about 6 hours, so a pretty quick verdict given by them down here at the federal courthouse. Sulaiman Abu Ghaith, the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden, guilty on all 3 counts against him, the most serious of which was conspiring to kill U.S. nationals.
He now faces life in prison.
And the death toll is now 24 in Washington State's massive mudslide. Officials there say 8 more bodies were discovered yesterday, more than 100 people still missing as a result of that slide on Saturday.
And that number of missing is still fluctuating, so not exactly sure how many are still unaccounted for.
Could be more, huh?
Could be more, could be less. Searchers are looking at satellite images that could show wreckage from the doomed Malaysian Airline Flight 370. They show over 120 objects in the southern Indian Ocean. The Boeing 777 jetliner left Kuala Lumpur on March 8th with 239 people on board. Malaysia's Prime minister announced earlier this week the jet had likely gone down in a remote section of the ocean.
Corrections records show six wardens at Wisconsin prisons got raises of between 8% and 13% beginning this week, while the officers who work for them received a 1% pay hike. In addition, a deputy warden promoted to warden got a 26% pay raise. State Journal reporting that seven, along with an eighth warden, are part of a leadership shuffle at Wisconsin's correctional institutions. All eight wardens are paid nearly $100,000 per year.
And one of the highest paid executives at Menominee Falls-based retailer Kohl's is out of a job. Donald Brennan has resigned his job at the company as the company's chief merchandising officer, with the company disclosing his exit in the filing with securities regulators. The 53-year-old Brennan is getting a $3.2 million severance check. His performance was rated inconsistent by the company's compensation committee last year and was the lowest rated executive named in the report.
How about that forecast, which is also kind of inconsistent?
Increasing clouds, high near 33. We'll see a wintry mix tonight, but changing to rain and periods of rain tomorrow, highs in the low 40s.
WHBL News Time now at 12:06. Temperature is at 33 degrees.